High Court Judge Nambiri Bunu today ordered Principal Director in Prime Minister Tsvangirai's Research Department, Thabani Mpofu, researchers Felix Matsinde, Mehluli Chuma, and former Harare City Councillor Worship Dumba to deposit $500 bail money each. They are accused of illegally investigating Police Commissioner General Augustine Chiwuri, Local Government Minister Ignatius Chombo, Attorney General Johannes Tomana, and other senior government officials. Prosecutors say their actions amounted to impersonating public officials, adding the accused violated a section of the Official Secrets Act. They were arrested together with top human rights lawyer Beatrice Mutetkwa, who is out on bail on charges of obstructing the course of justice. Mutetkwa was arrested at Mpofu's residence when she demanded a search warrant from the police, who did not have one. Judge Bunu also ordered Mpofu to deposit a further $500 in a second charge of possessing an unlicensed firearm, which was discovered by police officers during the raid on his house on March 17. They were ordered to surrender their travel documents with the clerk of court, continue to reside at their given addresses, not to interfere with witnesses and investigations, as well as to report once a week at Harare CID Law and Order section. In his ruling, the judge said Magistrate Marewana Zogofa misdirected herself when she denied the four bail last week. Justice Bunu slammed the magistrate, saying judicial officers should always bear in mind that presumption of innocence still operates in favor of the accused at every stage of the proceedings before conviction. Magistrate Gofa had denied bail on grounds that the accused were facing serious offenses which interfere with public safety and state security. But Justice Bunu slammed the magistrate, saying her reasons were, quote, scant, illogical, inconsistent, and strange. One of the defense attorneys, Chris Mike, welcomed the High Court ruling.
Justice Bunu allowed the appeal that we had filed to succeed. That means that the denial of bail that had been delivered by the magistrate at the magistrate's court has been set aside. And in the place of that negative order is the order for the release of all the appellants. In respect of the other charge, Thabani Mpofu will now walk out on bail, but he will go back to the magistrate's court for trial.
In other news, UNAIDS Country Director Tatiana Shomolina has urged authorities to ensure that AIDS funds provided by donor agencies in efforts to combat HIV and AIDS are put to good use.
This is recognition of the country's ability to deliver on its commitment. And this is very important. I think as Zimbabweans, you should be very proud, but you should also remember that being very proud means you need to work harder. You need to work harder. It's not just coming and we are now celebrating. No, because every dollar of this 310 million, it needs to be put to a very good use for people. And this means we are all to work to change what needs to be changed, to sustain what needs to be sustained, and to introduce what needs to be introduced.
Zimbabwe is set to receive $310 million from the Global Fund, spanning for the next 3 years, to help fight the spread of HIV and AIDS and tuberculosis. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.